This is Backtracks, a podcast with Professor Robert Cochran and musician Michael Cochran as they reconsider underappreciated artists whose talent and impact on American music deserve a second look. Produced in association with the Folk School of Fayetteville, Arkansas, a community music space. FolkSchoolofFayetteville.org.
Okay, welcome back. Today we're going to listen to the music from Brenda Patterson, one of those artists that kind of fell through the cracks. A lot of people expected her to do great things and go on to great things, and she made some pretty wonderful music, but for whatever reason didn't catch on, at least in the mainstream popular culture. So, Bob, why don't you tell us how you came about finding her? And
yeah, she's a perfect person for what Michael and I have sort of made this one of the central aspects of this new podcast, and that is to try to sort of haul back onto the stage people who either time have moved off the stage, or as Mike just said to you, they never really got into the spotlight. They were 15 feet from the, it's like Springsteen's notion, you know, 15 feet from the mic, because they're singing backup. And she did a lot of that. But to answer your question, I first heard of Brenda Patterson when I was working on a catalog for the Old State House exhibit down in Little Rock on Arkansas music. We don't need to spend a whole lot of time, but that took a lot of time because there were two iterations of that exhibit because they found structural problems at the Old State House just after the first one went up, and they had to take it down prematurely. So there's about a, I'd say, 4 or 5 year period where just writing exhibit catalogs for these two exhibits had me sort of with my left hand, you know, always working on Arkansas music. So I heard, and I can't even tell you how I heard it, but I heard her singing a song which I took to be a gospel song. I think it is a gospel song. But all my usual searches for who wrote the song or other versions of it have come up empty. So even from the beginning, she was a kind of mystery figure. You'd get on the internet and try all the things that you'd learned to do, you know, writing these kind of catalogs. And you wouldn't find anything with her. You'd find her name now and then. So the song that I heard, and I guess we could play that. There's a song called "Who's Going to Come to My Cross," and it's sonically, when you listen to it, it's clearly a gospel song, and I took it at the time for an African American gospel song. So this is all oral at this time. I've not seen an album. I've never seen a picture of Brenda Patterson. And so why don't we play that just to sort of get you into it? So here's Brenda Patterson singing, "Who's Going to Come to My Cross?"
Life is moving so fast. Hardly got time to lover's company was so fair. Hardly had time to give, but I know that I did. Who's gonna come to my cross? in the name of love. We let someone break us down, but in the name of love,
okay, that was Who's Going to Come to My Cross. Again, we're talking about Brenda Patterson. You really introduced her to me, her music, and I never heard of her, but I kept getting these little threads and little connections, but they never really blossomed into a big picture. I mean, as you say, she's a real mystery. What would you like to look at
next? When I heard this, I mean, it's hard to put you other people in your shoes, but I hope you can appreciate how it came on to me so quickly. I mean, there's powerful lyrics in this song. One of the other mysteries is there are lines in here I'm still not sure I've deciphered right. So I'm not sure what's being said. But early on, you know, she gives songs like I've Been Crucified. I mean, and then a little later, there's always someone who leaves you to bleed. I mean, I'm pretty sure of those lines. So just sonically, I said, who is this person? And on the back of the album, when I got a hold of the album, it had another tidbit, but not very much. It said that she was from Arkansas. So I was working on Arkansas musicians. And ever since then, I mean, we're talking, you know, 30 years ago now, I've been on the lookout for stuff by her. And now in recent weeks, Michael's been looking too. And when I came in today to do this, I brought a bunch of albums and stuff like that. But he had one sitting on top of the pile that I had never seen. I knew about the singer, Ry Cooter. I've now decided that Michael's a big Ry Cooter fan because he seems to know a lot about Ry Cooter. And remember last week, any of you who listened to the previous podcast, Ry Cooter was an important part of that podcast, too, because of his modern rediscovery for Washington Phillips. Yeah. So, you know, he's a through line so far. Why don't you pick the next song? Because you've been listening to it, too. That song was my introduction. And, you know, just to do one last thing, when I got a hold of the album, there's a picture of her on it. I was pretty sure I was dealing with a singer of African-American gospel music, but the backup band on this album, Keep On Keeping On, from 1970, is a Native American group called Redbone.
Right.
So the story just got more and more complicated.
Yeah, we could listen to something off her. I guess this is a few years later. It's her self-titled album. There's Jesus on the Main Line, which do you have a song on here?
Well, that's a Mississippi Fred McDowell song for me. Uh-huh. You know, the one everybody's covering.
Sure.
My favorite song on that, I mean, I don't want to make this the Bob Cochran Faith show, but my favorite song on that album is I'm Gonna Be Strong.
Okay, well, let's listen to that one.
I can see you're slipping away. And you're so afraid. I plead with you to stay, but I'm gonna be strong and let you go your way. Our love is gone. Yeah.
Okay, that was I'm Gonna Be Strong off Brenda Patterson's self-titled album. I think it was 1973, around then, on Playboy Records. Do you know anything about Playboy Records?
Not a word, although I must say we were just talking while it was playing, and the quality of the recording is really quite good.
Yeah, no.
Very tasty guitar player in there. I mean, the horns, I mean, it's the gospel singing, you know, women's choir at the end.
Right.
It's just, for my money, it's just that'd be the one. If I could only play one song by her, I'd play that. I just think her performance is so masterful there. Yeah. We were talking about one thing, that when you get to the second chorus and she lets out with a shout that's already a closer. I mean, you could ring the curtain down on the song at that point and walk away saying, wow, she can really shout. But you know, as a listener, there's a third verse coming and she's got something in reserve to top it. So I don't know whether singers always do that sort of thing, but I've been, you know, it's been my expectation that they're going to save the best for last. I've seen session musicians and do that. You know, the guitar break gets more complicated as you move through the song. So I just think it's a masterful performance, and it's her signature. That's right. She's a shouter. She's a great boss shouter, is what she is. Anyway, I'm nothing but enthusiastic about that song.
Yeah.
And it's crazy too. I mean, I like crazy. I mean, a song, she says, I'm going to be strong, and for the first half of the song, of course, she maintains that I'm going to handle this breakup with coolness. You know, I'll just hand him a line. Don't worry, I'm fine. And then, of course, at the minute that, you know, after you kiss me goodbye, it comes into a standard, you know, my heart is broken, lament. So it's a lie. The title will get you through the first half of the song, but not the, it's just masterful. I think.
Well, yeah, she was strong up until the.
Yeah. Until once the door's closed and she's by herself, you know.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's what? Traditional that way.
Right. There was one of the threads that we were just talking about. Somebody put up a web page about Brenda Patterson. It's not very much on there, but one of the comments was from the producer of this, and he came over from a big label to Playboy. Something he lamented because it didn't last very long, apparently. But anyway, he was kind of dumbfounded that she never caught on, you know, in a big way.
Yeah.
But
me too. Yeah. I mean, every time I listen to that, I say, you know, no, that's it's just great stuff to listen to.
Yeah.
And that's the premise behind our whole thing here. I mean, the premise behind our whole operation here is there's all kinds of stuff out there that either never really made it big or made it big briefly and then disappeared.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to come up with.
So that takes us up to 73 about. That's also the year that she appeared on a Bob Dylan record.
Yeah. This is in some ways, this is the iconic moment in her career. She's in the big time. She's on the album cover for of Dylan's the soundtrack for the movie Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. But she's standing off to the side. She's a backup singer. She's one of two female backup singers on Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I think there's actually three.
Oh, okay.
Priscilla Jones and Donna Weiss.
Okay.
Donna Weiss was actually a really successful songwriter. One of her songs got a Grammy for a movie, Betty Davis Eyes.
At any rate, she's in the big time. I mean, it looks like she's in this movie. I mean, you know, Kris Kristofferson is in this movie. The singer Rita Coolidge has a bit part in this movie.
Right. The song, Knocking on Heaven's Door, was a huge hit.
Monster hit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I went and listened to the movie clip just this morning. It's online, you know, and you can hear it. And you barely hear the women's voice. Dylan's voice dominates the vocal.
Right.
But she's there. And you can, and when you're really primed to listen to it, I couldn't tell myself that's Brenda Patterson's voice. I really couldn't. But I'm not very sophisticated at that. But you could hear the backup singers.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. Ooh,
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Okay, so we're gonna jump ahead a little bit here. Then she started touring with a band called the Coon Elder Band. It's very different. It's almost more kind of outlaw country. Mm-hmm. It's actually much more country based. One of the impressive things about her is she kind of spans country, gospel,
blues,
rhythm and blues, blues,
rock, yeah,
yeah, but all in this sort of Memphis feel to it. But anyway, this is the Coon Elder Band with Brenda Patterson singing lead. Send him home to mama.
If you see my boy in Nashville with a guitar on his back, trying to make a fast buck and pick up a contract. A dirty shame, 'cause he can't pick like B.B. King and he can't sing like Waylon. So send him home to mama. She's been hot all summer and she needs a boy.
They toured pretty intensively, especially in the South. Yeah, I mean, you can really hear a shift. It almost sounds like outlaw country, but it still has that kind of soulful vibe to it.
The Memphis sound.
Yeah, the Memphis sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got it. That blows my socks off. I told Michael that we were entirely on him because I'd never heard this. And I got to say that I'm going to get back online and order that $56 album. I mean, that's just astonishing stuff, given what I, you know, the sort of Brenda Patterson that I had in my head.
Right.
Who was a rocker and maybe a gospel singer. But she can sure do a lot of different styles, can't
she? Yeah.
And just with unbelievable authority.
Yeah.
I mean, just. So thanks. That was great.
Yeah. Well, we could move up to 1982, back in the limelight with Ry Cooder on a soundtrack of a movie called The Border, which starred Jack Nicholson. Yeah, she sings on a track called Building Fires, written by Jim Dickinson. So let's have a listen to that.
Let's do.
Children, be careful when playing with matches. Everything's dry and ready to burn. While the neighbors are cooking out in the backyard, just two doors down, there's nobody home. To change partners, maybe their business, but it's hard to ignore. When temptation knocks and most people answer, hearts start turning when they close the door.
Quieter vocal on that,
yeah.
But still very soulful.
Very soulful.
And you can hear the distinctive guitar of Ry Cooder there. I can recognize his playing.
Yeah.
In a crowd.
Yeah.
All right. So from there, I think we go up to the year 2000. A band called Cooley's House, which is something you brought in. I wasn't aware of. So what are we going to listen to here?
Well, I had to bring something in because you brought in this stuff that I haven't heard, and it's just been wonderful. This is I just found this on the internet. And Brenda Patterson is on it. She does vocals all over that album. What did I pick? I picked one called I'll Stand By You.
Stand By You.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was fond of several ones. I mean, one of the things we're doing here is, I bet you it would be true of Michael, too, that when he picked one off this other album, the one he just picked, Building Fires, I mean, I thought it was great, but I bet if he had to pick a second one, he could do it, too. And I could do that here. But the one I picked was called I'll Stand By You.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
I'll stand by you when nights get colder, when teardrops fall, cry on my shoulder. It's not a crime to hold a hand that's stronger. Change gonna come, it won't be much longer. Yeah, I'll be right there by your side. Ooh, this love won't be denied. If you are lost and can't be found, and you feel like you are sinking, yeah, about to drown, I'll stand by you. Ooh, every mountain that stands between water and fountain, I'm okay by myself, but with you I'm better.
Just what we've done today. I mean, look at the variety of genres.
And that one, I mean, the recording is really good. It's obviously, you know,
more advanced.
And her voice is sort of matured in a certain way, seems like. I mean,
yeah.
It's just got this richness that age brings, maybe.
Yeah, we're getting better every day.
But anyway, that's an incredible song.
Well, the one you played, I thought was equally incredible. And I think one of the things we're carrying away, again, is just reinforce what we said at the very beginning. How did this woman not make it big?
Right.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
There's a lot of chance. There's a lot of chance in covering that distance between singing back up and being the featured vocalist.
Right. Well, I think that would be a good last song.
I agree.
There is one thing online that's later, and it's actually the same band under a different name. This is Cooley's House, and then In 2012, she's playing with a band called the Flying Monkeys, and it's a good, really good performance, but it's not a really good quality recording. It's probably done on somebody's phone, but it's worth a look. Thanks for listening today. I would love to hear from you if you have any information about Brenda Patterson or any of our other artists. You can reach us at backtracks444@gmail.com. That's backtracks, all one word, 444@gmail.com. We're going to go out with another song off the Cooley's House album, Been There Before.
I was wrong, I've been there before, and the boy